Tuesday, June 25th. On returning home, I found Papa extraordinarily spry, considering what he has just been through. His only earthly possessions now are his shaving things, two dirty handkerchiefs, and a shirt. On reaching German soil, he was apparently treated very well by the frontier police, thanks to Colonel Oster's intervention. He was even offered money to join us. But before that, he had a scary time, hiding in the woods of his former estate and crossing the border at dead of night with the help of an ex-poacher. This proved difficult, as in the height of summer the underbrush was very dry and noisy underfoot. My brother explains. When the Soviet troops took over Lithuania, Missy's father was visiting Vilnius, the country's ancient capital, which had been returned to Lithuania by the Soviets the preceding autumn following the dismemberment of Poland. Taking the first train back to Kaunas, where he lived, he spent the night with friends, after which, without going home, he took a steamer down the river Niemen to Jabarkas, where the Vasilchikov estates had been. The family had remained popular with the local population, and in due course guides were found who volunteered to smuggle him across the border into Germany. They happened to be poachers who used to work his forests, and when he reached German soil and was about to pay them off, they refused, saying, "We've had our reward many times over, when you still lived here." Monday, July 1st. After work, paid a visit to Luisa Velček and Tatiana at their office in the former Czechoslovak legation in the Rauchstrasse. Luisa's boss is a very nice diplomat, Josias von Rantzau, who was formerly posted in Denmark and the United States. He has a keen sense of humor, which stands him in good stead, as Luisa writes excellent limericks about the office personnel and rags him a lot. We were treated to a stiff drink, and things seemed, generally, very relaxed. Tuesday, July 2nd. Dinner with Otto von Bismarck, the eldest grandson of the Iron Chancellor, the Benazzos, Helen Biren, and a young Swede, von Helgo, from their legation here. We spent the rest of the evening in his flat near the Tiergarten, which is full of Wedgwood bric-a-brac, dangerous in times like these. Sunday, July 7th. Tatiana, Luisa Velček, and I were invited to the...